So I studied the Art Foundation, so I got to see literally a little bit of everything, which was so good for me because I was unsure of what I wanted to do at uni and everyone else around me was doing that. So I felt a bit, oh, I don't know what I was doing. And then I streamlined into fashion, which was unexpected because I just kind of didn't think that I would enjoy fashion, and then I did, and it was great, and then I haven't really looked back since.
So the Art Foundation course, does it give you a taste of all the different mediums? You can try out whichever one and find out which one suits you, basically.
Yeah, it's really, really good for that. And as well as that, you've got really, really encouraging tutors, and you can even sort of mix those themes together as well. So even though I did fashion, there was still a bit of illustration and using like photographers, but it's just you kind of get put in an industry setting without even realizing it. I realized that the order that I got, because everyone used to utilize each other in that foundation course. So if you made something, you go to the photography students and they would put a shoot together with you, and then you've got the hair and the makeup. So it's kind of put you in an industry setting, so it's really, really good for that.
And before you started, did you expect fashion to be the medium that you picked up?
Absolutely
Where?
not. I would say growing up I was quite boyish, quite a bit of a tomboy growing up. The idea of fashion, that would I don't know, it was a really weird one. I just ended up being quite good at it. And then I remember Billy at college being like, you just like you're good at it because you've got a different perspective. Stop trying to fight
Right.
it.
Who's Billy? Let's give him a shout out here.
Oh, Billy, she is one of the tutors at the college. Billy Said.
Right.
Yeah, she's
Nice.
great.
It's always good when you find a supportive tutor, isn't it? And it can really bring it out of you as well. And so tell us what your next step was after UCM.
So I applied for uni. I went to uni in Epsom, which is quite south of London. And yeah, I was there for 3 years. It was a good university to go to because it was actually quite small. So I still had a nice stepping stone from the college environment into a smaller university. And that's it, really. I started just, well, I actually worked in a pub for 8 years, basically. As a manager in South London, and I always just made my own collections on the side. So I didn't really work in industry. I kind of did it on my own.
Paying your dues for until the
Yes.
moment came, I
Yeah.
suppose, yeah.
But that pub came in handy
Yeah.
because I ended up doing my first fashion show there.
Right.
So they were very encouraging. I think it's kind of finding a community, especially in a city like that. So it was, as soon as I found one, I kind of clung to it. Yeah.
And you've always kept the Isle of Man at heart, it seems, because tell us what you did for New York Fashion Week. Was it 2022?
Gosh, yeah. That was years ago now. It feels like yesterday. Yeah. So the older that I've got, and I'm sure other people might feel like this as well, the more you start to appreciate the Isle of Man and where you grew up. So like the setting, especially really inspired by the racing, because my dad used to race.
Wow.
Yeah, for New York Fashion Week, I had leathers that were sort of repurposed. They were made from my dad's racing leathers, literally from like the 80s, and his mates.
So tell us who your dad was. Was he, like you say, a racer back in the day? How many years did he do it for?
Gosh, oh, he'll kill me. I can't remember. It was more around the 70s and 80s. He definitely did the Manx Grand Prix, and it was quite casual, as much as he might hate me saying that as well. So yeah, he's known as Suggs.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm sure there'll be some listeners out there who that's ringing some
Oh
bells
God,
for.
yeah.
Absolutely. So describe us a bit then about this TT-inspired collection. What did you say it involved parts of leathers and that sort of thing? And what was actually put on that week?
What do you mean by put
So
on?
how was it displayed somewhere in New
Oh
York? Yeah.
yeah. So I was put on the Emerge stage. So for the official New York Fashion Week schedule. So it was crazy. It was a crazy experience. And the collection was called Noah Nostalgia. So it was like telling bits of stories with new and old bits mixed together. Yeah, it was all just bits that I'd found. I kind of have like a punky aesthetic, so it kind of comes together through collaging. and it looks like it shouldn't work, but I think it kind of does, which is good. Yeah.
And for you as well, what was New York Fashion Week like? Must have been quite inspiring.
It was really good. It was crazy because as soon as they hear that you're British, it's quite sweet. The American people are just like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, tell us more. And they were all asking about the Isle of Man, which was really cute.
2022, even though it seems 30 seconds ago, we're now 4 years away from it, you know. What have you been doing since then?
So I founded a sort of marketplace and a community in London called Bleak, and that supports young designers from all over the world. So I've been doing that for about 4 years, and that was kind of just like a passion project. Most of their practices purpose-driven or sustainable, so really kind of giving a platform for young designers. That's something that I'm really passionate about. And as well as that, I've kind of always been making collections and doing little bits, but dipping my toes in a little bit with writing, filmmaking. I did a short little sitcom pilot a couple of years ago as well that I think got picked up over here, which was again really, really sweet. So yeah, I'm going into film a little bit more and costume design now, and then
And we'll move on to this now, because you're back on the island now, am I right in saying? And so tell us about She. What's this plan?
Yes. So it started as a poem, and I kind of was chipping away at it for years. And She is She in Manx Gaelic means like fairy in peace. And it's this idea of this other person. So I think through my journey in London, there was this sort of internal thoughts and, you know, questioning where you sit in such a big city. So like, as we all do have an internal dialogue, I really wanted to bring that internal dialogue out into a person. So that's what the She is. So it's a short film that's kind of evolved into a short film over the past like 6 years. I've had this idea, and yeah, it's very set in 2006, so it's
okay,
a praise on emo culture and the noughties, but mixed in with magic realism.
It sounds dead up many people's streets who I'm thinking of right now. But aside from, of course, being inspired by the Isle of Man, where else do you draw inspiration from personally? Are there many other artists on the island as well who you'd like to collaborate with, perhaps?
I need to. What I would love to do is actually work a bit more with local talent. Whenever I come over, I do get involved a lot at the college, and it's so... It's amazing, because even the people that I met at college when I came over during COVID, there's one of them that I then took on as my intern in London, and now she's doing mad fashion shows, and she's like head of, like, really high up in production for London Fashion Week.
Okay.
So I really, really, really love working with local talent. Yeah. So now that I'm back, I will sort of be looking out for that.
Brilliant. Well, it just goes to show, doesn't it?
Yeah.
How many young artists from the Isle of Man can really make a name for themselves? And obviously, clearly hardworking out there as well. So in terms of this film then, shooting later this year, if all goes to plan, and a fundraiser from March, is that right?
Yeah, so a fundraiser from about March, but we're starting to get the ball rolling over the next couple of weeks in terms of the Instagram page and telling the story. We have been in touch with local production companies who have given advice for shooting on the island, which is really helpful, and it's in works with Somewhere Films. So they're a female production company that are based in London and LA. I made friends with them through Bleak and London. So they are, they're going to be helping directing and putting it together. And yeah, we kind of want to work with like local talent on the ground over here in the Isle of Man, and we'll be fundraising for that as well. So it's going to be self-funded. A lot of work, but it'll be so worth it. And it's kind of our passion project, so...
And we look forward to hearing how that comes along. Shanine, thank you very much for joining us. Is there anything else you'd like to mention at all?
I would just say if people wanted to get in touch with us or kind of look at the story of She as it builds over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be having an event, fingers crossed, here in the Isle of Man as well to get the sort of momentum going and get somewhere films maybe over here as well. This is all beforehand and during the process. So yeah, if they wanted to know a little bit more, they could follow us on Instagram, which is the She_film. And that's it, I think. Yeah.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.